Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're so encouraged that you'd listen to the podcast today. Hey, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, would you drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We'd be honored to be able to join you in prayer. Well, today's podcast is actually written by our own Zach Brown. Zach is our worship pastor. In fact, this month, he's celebrating 7 years as being part of our staff team. Even though he became our worship pastor back in April, he's been serving here a long time, and he grew up in our church. And so we love you, Zach. We love you and Karen. And as I'm recording this, they're getting ready to expect a little baby any day now. And so we're celebrating with them and for them. Well, today's devotional, as I mentioned, is written by Zach, and it's called Known and Loved. And so let me just read you the words that Zach wrote. He's a great Bible teacher. Here's what he wrote. Read through Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 8. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It's rich. It's hope-giving truth about God's love for us. He says, the Apostle Paul spends the first part of his letter to the church in Ephesus by giving them encouragement. He talks about praying for them, thanking them for their faith and obedience, and reminding them to have a very high view of what God has done for them through Jesus. The same message rings true for us. As chapter 2 begins, Paul reminds us to have a sense of thankfulness. He states that we were once dead because of our sin, not in a physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. You, me, everyone who's ever lived, and everyone who will come after us, our sinfulness causes a fractured relationship with a perfect and holy God who is the giver of life. Our own selfish desires lead us away from God's best for our lives, making us dead in our heart. The sin separated us from God, and we had no way to break its bondage over our lives. The situation was grim, and Paul, in Ephesians, reminds us of that. But then Paul makes one of the most beautiful statements we could ever read. Here's the statement, but God being rich in mercy. It's this idea that God's mercy and love for us intersects our hopeless circumstances at the cross of Jesus. Paul's making sure we don't forget the significance of God's love and mercy towards us through the person of Jesus, demonstrated by his sacrifice at the cross. It's not as if God wasn't aware of our sinfulness, quite the opposite. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Yet Paul tells us that he paid a debt that we could not pay for a death sentence that we deserved while we were still sinning against him. Through Jesus, we have an open invitation into his family to be with him forever. If that doesn't spark a sense of gratitude and thankfulness in our hearts, I don't know what will. This is one of the most life-giving, freeing things we read in the Bible. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we're all aware that we're far from perfect. But regardless of our shortfalls, regardless of our mistakes, of which there's plenty, God still sought us out and he pursued us. He gave his son that we could be forgiven and have life through him, and there's nothing we could have done to earn it. That is the love of God on display. Today, be reminded of this picture of God's grace towards you, even in the middle of the messiness of your life. You are loved by the God who knows you deeply, flaws and all, yet he still chooses to pursue and love you. Just like Paul wrote to the Ephesians, be reminded of this incredible gift and let it prompt a sense of gratitude and thankfulness in your heart. Well, thanks, Zach, for such a powerful reminder today. May we take heed to that today. May we have a sense of gratitude and thankfulness and say, thank you, Jesus, for the price that you paid. Well, hey, thanks for being on the podcast today. Would you consider sharing it with a friend today? Would you just post the link weekdaypodcast.com or go to the podcast and you'll find the share buttons there? But it would be an encouragement to us and hopefully to others as you share this message about the God that loves you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.